Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to welcome our co-host this week. It's John Morrison, who is our harbor host from Burlington, Ontario. John jumped in at the last minute to help us out. Transport Canada felt they couldn't really answer our questions, unfortunately. So John is going to be talking about the trip from Lake Simcoe to Georgian Bay. I had posted in the discussion forum erroneously that it was going to be Western Georgian Bay, but we're actually going to do Lake Simcoe to Georgian Bay, which is part of the Trent Severn Waterway. As usual, we have our home port crew here. Beth, hi, Beth.
Hello.
And Steve. And Steve is going to be with us today, but not take the lead yet. You may all know, but if you have any questions or any comments at all, any of the home port crew or John, we have a toll-free number that you can call into. It's 877-497-1815. And today we will be continuing with our call-in answer the question contest. So when either anybody from the home port crew asks the question, the first person who calls in will either get a free membership if they're not a member or a one-year extension if they are a member.
And yeah, before the first person who calls in with the right answer.
I'm sorry. You're right, Beth, with the right answer. That's important. And I have a bit of good news to tell everybody before we get started. Since we started our blog radio in March, we have now reached over 5,000 listeners to our shows, which I think is fantastic. I'm very, very proud and very pleased with the way it's going. Now, enough about me. John, why don't we get started? Tell us what you'd like us to know.
Well, Janice, I'd like to talk a bit today about the part of the loop that encompasses Lake Simcoe to Georgian Bay. It's often a part of the trip that loopers rush through to get to Georgian Bay because it is one of the most beautiful parts of the trip. But there's some neat spots to stop along the way, and there are some neat locks to experience along the way, and I'd like to share some information, if I can, about those.
That'd be great. We'd love to hear it.
As you come out of the Trent part of the Trent Severn Waterway, you enter into a lake called Lake Simcoe, and it's probably the largest lake that you're going to experience on the Trent Severn Waterway. And quite often people rush right through it to get to the port of Orillia, which is a great port. But there's some places, neat places to stop in Lake Simcoe if you've got the time. I'm thinking in terms of, for example, if you come across out of the last five flight locks into Lake Simcoe, if you come across, there's a marina on the other side of Cook's Bay called Lefroy Harbor, which is a full-service marina with covered slips. It's got a five-star restaurant on the property, a swimming pool, kids' playgrounds, things like that. If you come down Kempenfelt Bay into Barrie, Barrie's got an excellent town dock facility. They've got a center concrete pier right in the middle of the downtown. They also have a few transient slips in the Barrie Town Dock Marina.
John,
as you move farther north.
I've only been to Georgian Bay once when we did a rendezvous there. I've never been on the Trent Severn, but I for some reason, I guess I'm very wrong, I pictured just this long, straight waterway, and obviously if there's lakes on it, it's not like that at all.
Not at all. For the loopers who do the Erie Barge Canal, they come out at Buffalo and they'll do Lake Erie and up Lake Huron, but for the ones that come out at Oneida and come out into Lake Ontario, they cross and go into the Trent Severn Waterway at Trenton. And it's a series of 43 locks locking you from Lake Ontario into Georgian Bay. And the section that I'm talking about is the last part of the trip, which involves the last four locks. Now, the reason I say it's a neat part of the trip is because each lock is different. Lock number 42 is the busiest lock on the system, and it's always interesting to see how the lock master there fills his lock with boats to make sure that everybody gets through. The lock after that, which is lock 43, is the deepest lock in the system. And again, that's presents an interesting aspect in terms of how far down. I believe it's about 80 feet. The lock following that is what, in my opinion, is the neatest lock on the system. It's the Marine Railway, and you
go
into a carriage. yes, you float into a carriage, and they adjust the straps underneath your boat till your boat is secure. Then the carriage and all the boats in the carriage come right out of the water over a small knoll and down a large hill to empty into the pool of water at the bottom. So your boat is actually out of the water for about 15 minutes as you go over this hill.
And they do
and
one
the
boat
final
at
lot,
they do one boat
sorry,
at a
yes?
time?
No, they can do about 5 boats at a time depending on the size of boats waiting to lock through. And there's a large, what they call a blue line, which is a large dock which you tie up to let the lock master know that you're intending to lock through, and then he calls you forward in the most efficient use of the lock. In other words, if you're like a 45-foot boat, chances are you're going to get called in first, and then he'll fill the back of the carriage with the smaller boats.
I can't imagine it. This is, I guess, a bad question, but did the straps ever break? Did they ever lose a boat?
There's only one time that I heard that the boat experienced some damage when they loaded it wrong, and that's once in like 50 years, Janice. You're completely safe. The lock staff make very sure that everything's comfortable. They adjust the straps on your sling marks on your boat so that the straps are where you'd normally get lifted if you're being hauled out for service. And it's very safe, but it's also very exciting because as you are brought up out of the water, you go over this hill, and there's nothing in front of you but air. And it's an eerie feeling as you start to go down, and then it empties you into the body of water at the bottom of it.
My stomach is already jumping.
Yeah. It's quite an experience for every boater that does it, and every looper that I've spoken to has had the excitement of the Big Chute Marine Railway.
Uh-huh.
And then the final lock that you go through is lock 45, which is the smallest lock in the system, and it's still hand-operated. In other words, they fill the compartment by hand. And so, again, there are 4 different locks. In between the locks, there's some neat places to stay. For example, if you stay at the top end of lock 42, if you have a generator, it's in the middle of nowhere. So you're all by yourself. It's almost like you're anchored, but you're tied up to a wall, and if you have pets and so forth, it's very easy to accommodate your pets and so forth. In between lock 43 and lock 45, there is no lock 44. I don't know why they numbered them that way, but there's a place called Severn Falls, which is a town dock, a very small town dock, but it's a neat spot to tie up to, and there's some stores and some restaurants in there. There's also a nice anchorage just prior to the Big Chute Marine Railway called Lost Channel, and it'll be on your starboard side in your charts as you're going up. And you can go into Lost Channel and get anchored in there and have a beautiful anchorage overnight.
How long would you recommend putting aside time for the trip from Lake Simcoe to Georgian Bay? You know, do you recommend a week, a day, or, you know, what is a good time to be able to plan for it?
To enjoy it, I'd give yourself 2 or 3 days. You can do the trip in a day. I can leave my marina and be in Georgian Bay in a day. But if you're truly looking to enjoy the local flair, I'd give yourself 2 or 3 days to be able to stop at a couple of places and enjoy and not be in a rush. You know, one of the things I learned when we did the loop was that you throw the schedule out the window. You don't want to be under a time gun.
So many people,
I also took the,
me being one of them, when I first started boating, I was the ultimate planner, and we had a schedule, and I had reservations made for, you know, 6 weeks in advance. Soon learned that's not the way to cruise.
Janice, I was exactly like you when we started out on our first loop trip. I had it planned all the way down to Peoria, Illinois, and we got to a place called Mackinac Island, which I just fell in love with, and the schedule went right out the window, and Chris and I decided that we're going to decide in the morning where we're going to spend the night, and we found that was far more enjoyable.
Do you anchor a lot, John?
We don't anchor a lot, Janice, because of our dog. You know, we enjoy marinas, and we enjoy locks and town docks. We don't anchor because of the dog. I know a lot of people do. There are great anchorages, as you know, from here to Georgia Bay, from Lake Simcoe to Georgia Bay. There's some great anchorages, and of course, in Georgia Bay, it's the anchorage paradise. But we don't do a lot of anchoring, so we like to stay at town docks. We like to stay at locks and just run the Jenny for a little while and enjoy our boating that way.
Hey, I'm going to interrupt and ask our question of the week. Beth, are you ready to take the right answers?
Yes, I am. Someone just called in with the answer to last week's question.
Oh, well, they were a little late on that one. Tell them to put their to get back on. I'm going to ask this week's question.
Okay.
Jot down the number, everyone. If you know the answer or think you know the answer, the call-in number is 877-497-1815. And the question of the week is, who are the authors of the book, Honey, Let's Get a Boat? Go ahead and call in 877-497-1815. John, until we get a caller, can you tell us about any really particularly good restaurants in the Simcoe area?
Yes, of course I can, yes. As I mentioned, at Lefroy Harbor, they've got a restaurant called the Fork and Plate, which is an excellent restaurant right on the property. If you go into downtown Barrie, Ontario, there are a great number of restaurants in the downtown area that everything from a Hooters to five-star bistros. If you go up to Aurelia, the main... Yes, it's in downtown Barrie. you see it as you're going in, as you're approaching the town dock. You can it's very prominent right from the waterway. and there are great restaurants all the way up.
American phenomenal, phenomenally, phenomenal restaurant.
And in the Port of Aurelia, there are great restaurants right along the main street, which is Mississauga Street. As you proceed north, again, there's a beautiful restaurant in a place called Severn Falls, which I mentioned earlier, and it's owned by people who actually used to be mushroom farmers.
Ah.
And they went from being mushroom farmers to restaurateurs, and they do a wonderful job. At the top end of Lock 45, just before you get into Lake Simcoe, there's the Inn at Christie's Mills, there's Raleigh Lodge, which both have five-star facilities right there, and they welcome transient boaters. So there's lots along the way to help you out. In both Barrie and Aurelia, there are full-service stores, grocery stores, liquor stores, beer stores, everything that you would need in those two ports. And, Jess, I did try, when I shared with you earlier in the week, I did try to get some information for American boaters coming into Canada.
Oh,
could I share that with you? Could I share some information with you now?
Anything you have, our members are always interested in the Canadian regulations.
Okay, let me give you some contacts here. First of all, the Canadian Border Services can be contacted at www.cbsa.gc.ca. When Americans come into Canadian waters, they're supposed to report to the Canadian Border Services at 1-888-226-7277. Now, in the information, they didn't tell whether you needed a passport or what documentation you needed, but when you phone that number, they will give you a number which must be identified in your boat's dashboard, and you travel Canada with that number. And you have to declare anything that you're bringing in terms of liquor or food or anything like that. And you also must relinquish any firearms. Boats are not allowed to have firearms in Canada. So you must relinquish those to the Canadian Border Services. But you phone in, and they'll either give you a number over the phone, or the captain must remain on board while a Canadian Border Services agent comes and visits. So I hope that's of some help to people. And again, the website is...
I'm sorry, if anybody missed the webpage address or the phone number, these shows are all archived at Blog Talk Radio or on our webpage, so you can always come back in and listen.
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Yeah.
We had a winner, but he didn't feel like speaking on the air, so I just wanted to let everybody know we did get a winner in the contest.
Oh, fantastic.
And his name was Yeah, Rick Morrison, and he's a member, and but he said he had nothing to add, so
John,
he
is
didn't
that
want to
relative?
Come on there.
No, it isn't. It is. It's just a big coincidence.
Rick Morrison, okay. Great. Thank you, Beth.
Okay.
John, if you don't have anything else to add on the Lake Simcoe to Georgian Bay, would you speak for a few minutes on the Harbor Host program?
I'd be happy to.
Our harbor host for Burlington, Ontario.
I'm a harbor host in Burlington, which is our hometown, which is on the north side of Lake Ontario, towards the western end of Lake Ontario. We're just in between Toronto and Hamilton. The harbor host program, which I believe is excellent, and I certainly would have taken advantage of it had it been available when I did the loop, but it's a program where local knowledge is available, local assistance is available to anybody doing the loop. If anybody's in the Burlington, Hamilton, Oakville area and they need any kind of assistance at all, I'd be happy to share my experience with them, share local information with them, and help them out in whatever way they need. Certainly, I think the boating fraternity is one of the strongest fraternities that there is, and it's because we're so prepared to help each other when we need it. Because when we arrive at a port, we don't have a car, we don't have local knowledge of doctors, we don't have local knowledge of stores. And the Harbor Host program certainly goes a long way towards helping out with that kind of information.
Well, thank you. Do you have anything else to add, John?
No, I think that's about it, Janice, if that's all right with you. I'm about to start a boat trip up to Orillia today. I'm showing three other boaters who've never been up to Orillia. I'm showing them how to get up there, and I'm looking forward to having a good day on the water.
Well, you go ahead and cruise, and thank you very much. Everybody who's still listening, next week we are going to try again the rerun of Captain Sterling Kennedy's very first show, Things That Will Break on Your Boat. That particular show had over 800 listeners. It's well worth your time to listen to it. John, thank you again. And Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
I think Steve already hung up, but we might want to tell people how they can become a harbor host while we're talking about the harbor host program.
Fantastic. You do have to be a member to be a harbor host. You go to the members only area of our webpage and just scroll down till you see sign up to be a harbor host. And there's a form that you have to fill out, and you pick the segment of the loop that best suits you. And we have a list of services that you'd be willing to perform. And you can check those that you're interested in, or you can just do everything. We have everything from, talk about the historic parts of town, provide a ride, talk about the cruising area, share a glass of wine. Can you think of anything else, Beth?
No, not off the top of my head. I can't remember.
It's all on the webpage, and if you're interested, just fill out that form, or you're always free to call me. It's Janice Cromer, toll-free, 877-478-5660, extension 5040. And we'd love to have anybody out there listening who is not a member to become a member. Again, just go to our webpage at www.greatloop.org, and from the menu on the left, click Join AGLCA. John, have a good cruise. Beth, thank you. And goodbye, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Janice.
Bye.